Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Japan, officials say new readings show highly radioactive iodine from the damaged nuclear plant may be contaminating seawater farther north of the plant than before. Meantime, it appears some of the radiation leaking from the damaged reactors has reached Massachusetts. State health officials are awaiting test results on a dozen water supplies after a small amount of radiation contamination was detected in a sample of rainwater in Boston. State Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Richard Sullivan.
We don't believe there is a problem. None of the data we've seen indicates there is. But to be extra careful and to make sure that we have a wide geographically diverse samples, we're doing this additional sampling effort today.
Officials say no radiation has shown up in the Quabbin Reservoir, which supplies drinking water to much of Greater Boston. Joining us now to discuss the radiation discovery is Professor David Brenner, Director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University. Good morning, Professor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Good to speak with you.
So public health officials here assure us that there's no risk because of this. You agree?
Yes, I think that's one can never say there's no risk, but the risk is absolutely minimal from this reading. It's certainly below the EPA standards, so in that sense it's safe. But yeah, I don't think anyone has anything to worry about at that level of iodine activity.
So as we understand it, the measurement is that 79 picocuries per liter of radiation were found in the Boston rainwater that was tested. But we also understand that low levels of radioactivity are common in drinking water. Is that right, and how does that compare?
Well, this particular isotope, iodine, you would not normally find in water at all because it has a very short half-life. So essentially it disappears from water even if it's initially there. But it's below all the regulatory limits, so from that perspective, we shouldn't have too much to worry about. And it will certainly disappear over the next week or two.
Should we expect, at this point, more traces of radioiodine to show up in this country, given that we've seen it now in the Boston area, and there have been traces of radiation found on the West Coast?
Yes, well, it was absolutely expected that this would happen. The plume of radiation that started in Japan across the Pacific Ocean. It first of all reached the West Coast, and it was absolutely inevitable it was going to reach the East Coast. But the further it goes, the more dilute the cloud is. By the time it reached the West Coast, it was essentially negligible. And by the time now that it's reached the East Coast, it's more than negligible.
I'm sure that people will be wondering this, considering that work to stop the radiation is still ongoing in Japan, and they have not solved their problems yet there, and maybe they're getting worse. What are the chances of a more significant impact in this country, and in particular in this part of the country?
Well, as you say, it really depends on what happens over the next week or so, perhaps week or two. If things were to remain pretty well stable the way they are, we absolutely have nothing to worry about. But even if they got significantly worse, there would be issues for people very locally, but there wouldn't be issues for people on the West Coast and still less for people on the East Coast of the USA.
So, you know, we're coming up on spring, and all over this part of the U.S., especially here in New England, gardeners are beginning to grow their plants indoors that they hope to plant outside within the next few weeks. They should not be concerned about sprinkling any rainwater they might have gathered on these plants at this point, is what you're saying, at least right now.
Yeah, absolutely not. There really are no issues at all for using the water for any purpose right now. You can water your plants with it, you can drink it perfectly well. It really is not an issue at this point. Important, of course, for the local authorities to keep monitoring the water, and I'm absolutely sure they're going to be doing this. But if it remains at this level, and one would anticipate that it's going to start to decrease simply because of the short half-life of radioactive iodine, then I think there are no issues at all to be concerned about.
Professor David Brenner, Director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University, thanks for speaking to WBUR this morning.
Thank you.